everybody, and welcome to Monmouth College Conversations. I'm Dwayne Bonifer in the Monmouth College Office of Communications and Marketing, and every week during the academic year, I sit down with members of the Monmouth College community to talk to them about their interests, what they do, and things they've done. In this 28th edition of Monmouth College Conversations for the 2023-2024 school year, we will hear from some of the Monmouth College students and faculty members who performed several concerts in Greece over spring break, and they'll also preview their home concert, which will be on Saturday, March 23rd. The Monmouth College Chamber Winds, Chorale, and Chamber Choir are back on campus after spending a week in Greece, where they toured and performed. They left the country on March 9th and returned on March 17th. The three ensembles will present their traditional spring home concert at 7:30 in the evening on Saturday, March 23rd, in the Cash Performance Hall of the Dahl Chapel and Auditorium here on campus. The concert is free and open to the public. You can read a preview about the concert as well as a story about the tour of Greece in the news and events section of the Monmouth College website, and that URL is monmouthcollege.edu/news. One of the Monmouth College music faculty members who led the tour and will be leading the March 23rd home concert is music professor Tim Pale. He directs the very talented Monmouth Chorale and Chamber Choir. Tim says it was another great musical tour to remember.
And saw some fantastic things. Went to Athens and saw the Acropolis, Parthenon, went to Delphi, went to Corinth, went to Epidaurus, Patra, and it was fantastic. We had just saw incredible things and also had incredible weather. So every day was beautiful and mostly sunny. So we were able to just love being outside and seeing all the beautiful sights.
Is it true from the pictures that they always have azure skies and lots of sunlight in Greece? Because that's what it looked like from your social media posts. It was beautiful.
Yes, they have. I looked in advance of going, and March has an average of 4 days of rain, and we had a Greek tour guide with us the whole week who was wonderful, and she said Greece has more than, I think it's something like 330 days on average of sunlight per day, which is more than many, many other spots in the world. So it definitely is, it can rain. It's in spring, it can be chilly and rainy sometimes, but often, you know, beautiful azure skies.
Talk about the motivation for this and the benefit of taking a trip like this.
We always take, for the last several years, we've taken every 4 years an international trip, and so that a student at some point during their time here has the possibility of traveling internationally. And I love the idea of touring because we get to make music together and go see new, cool places that are exciting. And it's so good for the musical groups because people get to know each other better and bond more while they're seeing these incredible things and becoming closer with each other. So I think it's the, like, overall, this experience, which is really rich and, you know, gives people memories that they'll have for the rest of their life. That's all kind of wrapped up in music and friends and being in a new country, seeing incredible things.
Does it affect at all the way the students perform or how they interpret a song being in a situation like that?
I think there's excitement and energy. It depends on the audiences. We were really lucky to have big audiences for all three of the main concerts we did there. And so that definitely there's a sense of everyone wants to do a good job just because there's a lot of people, but also just performing for an audience in Greece and they're excited to hear us and we're representing our whole country. And so there's definitely a motivation to focus and do our very best.
Of course, excited about Saturday night as well.
Yes, we want lots of people to come. We're hoping it, that we'll have a great crowd because we're excited about the music. There was also, of the three concerts we did, there was great growth from the first one to the third one. And by the time we did the third one, we were like, that was a really good concert. So all the music is really feels like it's ready to go. We're excited to share it, and we hope lots of people come.
Looks like a great program that you have in store for folks who come to the home concert.
Yeah, there's lots of variety. I think having the Justin Swearinger could talk about the wind ensemble pieces, but their program has lots of variety. But also just having an instrumental group, having a small chamber group, and then having the larger chorale. So just in that, there's a lot of musical variety of types of music and types of ensembles performing. But then from the music that the choir is going to do, lots of different styles from a piece from the Renaissance, a piece that's a kind of jazz-influenced arrangement of a Paul Simon pop song, to more classical things, to things that are making kind of social commentary. So a really fun African, rousing African spiritual is going to close the concert. So things that are serious, things that are fun, things that are exciting. So lots of different variety.
You're listening to Monmouth College Conversations. I'm Duane Bonifer in the Office of Communications and Marketing. I'm talking to members of Monmouth's music program who were part of their recent tour of Greece. Their home concert will be at 7:30 in the evening on Saturday, March 23rd. That will be in the Cash Performance Hall of Dahl Chapel and Auditorium. The concert is free and open to the public, and of course, it will be live streamed online over the college's YouTube channel. Before we hear from some of the students who took part in the recent tour of Greece, a reminder to be in Dahl Chapel and Auditorium on the evening of Tuesday, March 26th as well. That's when 1992 Monmouth alumnus, the Reverend Charles Burton, will give a talk titled From Equality to Equity, A Dream Redefined. His talk, which was canceled because of inclement weather on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, will be at 7 in the evening on March 26th in Dahl Chapel and Auditorium. Charles is a bivocational pastor, and he serves Unity Fellowship Church down in Godfrey, Illinois. Now let's get back to my conversation with members of the Monmouth College Music Program by meeting some of the students who are on the tour of Greece and will perform at the home concert on March 23rd.
My name is Aiden Augustine Early. I'm a freshman here at Monmouth College. I am a tenor two in the chamber choir, tenor two in chorale, and I play the alto saxophone in the chamber winds for the Greece trip. So my favorite thing on the Greece trip was probably the amazing crowds that we got to see as we performed and their total engagement with our music and the way they took in our type of music, which is a completely different culture to theirs, because we also got to see a lot of their music as well when they performed. They performed a lot of traditional Greek music, which is very interesting, had a lot of different different rhythms that you don't really see in a lot of Western music nowadays. And probably all the sightseeing that we got to see and being there with amazing people and friends that I got to grow closer with. And it just proved that I love Monmouth because I transferred in here and this place is like a family to me and I love it so much.
How many times have you been to Greece before this?
Zero. I've never been outside the country before this. This was an amazing experience and I can't believe that just transferring in just earlier this semester and I'm already traveling to Greece with these amazing people and it was just such a great experience.
What surprised you most? I mean, I know you probably studied and done some research about Greece, but going there and walking the grounds, what surprised you the most about it?
The amazing upkeep of such historical and ancient sites, because in a lot of other places you'll see like, you know, desecrated ruins or something, but these ruins are such, they were in such great repair still and such a good state that we could still see them for what they were, which were these grand and amazing just time capsules to take you back to what it was like back then and to see how far man has really come, but how how advanced they still were. They are the basic building blocks of what historians would call like a Western civilization. They are like the cradle of what Western civilization was in Greece, and it's such an amazing thing to see how far we've come from there and to see the roots of it all.
Okay. I am Riley Kalnins. I'm a sophomore here at Monmouth, biochem major.
And tell me about where you're from and what your part in the groups.
I was born in Lincoln, Nebraska. That's where I live off the school year. And over the trip, I played French horn for the wind band that was there in Greece. I'm not in chorale or anything. I'd say my favorite part of the trip was on our last day there in Greece, our last full day, we had a boat cruise trip that we went through, like, out of the south of Athens into the ocean there, and we visited three different islands. I think it was Hydra, Poros, and Aegina or something. It was really interesting to see. Well, for one thing, the sea and the skies and the mountains were, like, completely beautiful. You won't ever find that here. But also, we got to visit inside the town, see a bit of more of the local, like, in the lives of the people that live there. We got to see it sort of in the towns.
How many times have you been to Greece before this trip?
I'd actually been there once a couple years ago. I went with my high school when I was the summer before my senior year, I believe. And we saw some of the same things this time, like the Delphi region and the Acropolis. But this time we went to a lot more places, I'd say. We saw the Patras, the Corinth. What was the other? Yeah, the Olympia. I really enjoyed the Olympia. It was where the ancient Greek athletes would train and perform, and they had the, like, first running Olympics there. It was very interesting to see.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Morsfelder. I am a sophomore music education major from Huntley, Illinois. I was a part of the Chamber Winds group as a percussionist. Truly my favorite part of the trip was being able to connect with the people around me in many different facets, just from, you know, the hecticness of travel, and then also getting through tough spots in performances. There were some unknowns when we would get to each venue, but we were able to work through everything very smoothly, and it was an incredible way to get to know the people around me.
Had you had a chance to visit Greece before this trip?
No, this was my first time going to Greece, but I would love to go again to see and experience even more. We got to do and see so much, but I feel like I still would love to see even more of what's there.
Performing in those spaces must have been something else.
Oh my gosh, the atmosphere, the crowds, it was absolutely fantastic to feel welcomed in these spaces that we had no idea had never been there before. It was life-changing.
Hello, my name is Lorenzo Ramirez. I'm from Waukegan, Illinois, and I'm a current sophomore here at Monmouth. I'm currently a physical education and music major, but that will shortly be changing to a music education major. One of my favorite parts of the trips was learning, being able to talk to a lot of people over there, specifically people native to Greece, and how their life is over there, and how we were one of a good friend of mine that I met at one of the concerts. His name was Dinos, and we were talking about our lives here and our lives differences, his life in Greece, my life in America, just comparing and contrasting our different lives, our different cultures, down all the way to the food, even the bugs and animals there. That was probably one of my favorite parts. Another one is being able to build a lot more camaraderie within the corral and winds, especially with people I don't really talk to here on campus. So being able to get to know more people within the group, as well as get to know more about people I already knew about.
What about your trip to Greece? Is this your first time there? Have you been there before?
This was my first time leaving the country, my first time in Greece. Never explored outside the country prior to that, and it was a beautiful experience to do, especially with the majority of my friends, especially with it being a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I'm glad that I was able to take it.
Hi, I'm Hannah McGee. I'm a sophomore neuroscience and theater major here at Monmouth College. I'm a soprano one in chorale and chamber, and I'm from Morris, Illinois. And I'd have to say my favorite part of the Greece trip was getting to see the theater in Epidaurus. As a theater major, I'm taking a class right now that we're learning about the beginning of acting and where it all started. So it was amazing to see these ancient theaters that I've been learning about in class and getting to see them in person.
How does this compare against any other trips you've had to Greece before, or was this your first?
This was my first trip to Greece, and I didn't know what to expect when I went there, but seeing all the historical sites was just absolutely incredible. I couldn't have even predicted how beautiful and well-kept everything was.
The next time you act in a play at Monmouth College, will you take a little maybe inspiration or pointers that maybe you picked up in Greece studying the birth of theater there?
Absolutely. I think going on this trip gave me a lot more respect for theater and the history of it. I got to see just how long this art has been going on for, and I'll definitely keep that in mind the next time I act.
I'm Abby Zayas. I'm a freshman history and English major currently, and I'm an alto in chorale and chamber, and I'm from Bloomington Normal, Illinois.
What was the most memorable part of the trip for you?
We went to a bunch of historical sites, and I have been thinking for the past few days, like, which one was my favorite and which one was the best, and I still haven't come to a conclusion. It was just really incredible to see all of it. It's especially given, like, I would like to pursue history as a career. It's borderline like a religious trip, you know. That's because Greece is like one of the greatest centers of the world for archaeology and for ancient history studying. And then in addition to that, I think getting to perform was just really, really incredible. I've never gotten to perform in a different country before, and that was really great.
When you're in the classroom next time or working on a class project that touches on some of these subjects or some of these areas you were at, that is going to have to make, I guess, a difference in how you write about it or think about it or present about it.
Yes, absolutely. I think I could even feel a difference being there. You know, I've been to historical places before, but I think this would have been the oldest. And even just being there, it felt like a much stronger connection than I've ever had before. And I can already tell that'll carry over into any sort of like future paths I take with history. So
you're listening to Monmouth College Conversations. I'm Dwayne Bonifer in the Office of Communications and Marketing. Talking to members of Monmouth's music program, they were part of a recent tour of Greece. They'll have a home concert to sing and perform that music at 7:30 in the evening on Saturday, March 23rd. That will take place in the Cash Performance Hall of Dahl Chapel and Auditorium. The concert's free and open to the public, and it will be live streamed over the college's YouTube channel. Once again, don't forget about another big event in Dahl Chapel and Auditorium. This one takes place on March 26th. That's when 1992 Monmouth alumnus, the Reverend Charles Burton, will give a talk titled From Equality to Equity, A Dream Redefined. And that talk will be at 7 in the evening on March 26th in Dahl Chapel and Auditorium. Now let's get back to my conversation with members of the Monmouth College Music Program. Music professor Justin Swearinger will conduct the Monmouth College Chamber Winds at the March 23rd home concert. Justin says that Monmouth students crammed a lot of events and performances in their recent tour of Greece.
I think it's just really incredible the amount of stuff that we experienced while we were there. I mean, not only the weather being in our favor, but also we really lucked out with almost every site that we stopped at. The crowds were really not too bad at these places that continuously see a lot of travel. So we not only got to see a multitude, it's wild to think how many different places we experienced in such a short period of time, but we really got to be up close with all of these things. I think Epidaurus really sticks out in my mind, just the location being kind of out there in this wonderful theater that the acoustics are truly incredible and worth the trip alone to experience. But then you go up into kind of the audience perspective and you're looking out into this beautiful, wonderful landscape really sticks in my mind. And of course, running at Olympia, Riley Kalmans and I tied in our race, which I, you know, very proud of. I can still run a little bit, but, you know, we've got some wonderful students.
Baseball and softball teams got away over spring break, and they take a trip every year. They say that sort of helps them come together and helps them perform better when they get back to Monmouth. Tim kind of talked about it being the same thing for the Corral. I imagine it's the same thing for the instrumental folks, too. Going on a spring break trip and performing has an impact on how they perform when they get back.
Yeah, we what we see is a deepening of relationships that we, you know, we were work on making music together and just being humans that work on these goals and projects together. But, you know, spending a week together in a land of new experiences just is so different for everybody. And I was extremely impressed and proud of how much the students helped each other navigate all of the logistics that come with travel, that come with traveling with instruments. So I was extremely proud and humbled by how they took care of each other and navigating all of this. But also they just get to have all of these positive experiences together that they bond over, these shared collective experiences that deepens their relationships and then, of course, can deepen their connections with not only that music that we create, but future music. So absolutely, being back for, you know, our fourth full performance of our repertoire for the home tour concert, I'm extremely excited for that and for also that energy to continue through. And, you know, whatever students, if they're graduating in the music that moves and shapes their lives from here on out, as well as the students that will be here for a few years yet, to speak of these experiences, I think is truly incredible and very exciting.
Preview a little bit of Saturday night's concert. What can folks look forward to hearing?
Yeah, on the Chamber Winds side, we wanted to do kind of a passport to the world in our program. So we've got a little slice of Americana that will begin the show. But then we've got this sort of, it's written by an Asian American, but it's kind of an Italian style, like super high energy piece. We're featuring a medley of music by a Japanese composer. We've got some Brazilian like street batucada drumming inspired music, which is also often used in like carnival celebrations. What we didn't know was actually the carnival season was happening. The big kind of conclusion of the Greece carnival season concluded on Sunday. So when we were traveling back, but we stayed a few days in Patra where they have their largest carnival festival. And so it was just really cool being on the stage performing like this street drumming music that is very much in that vein of carnival and to be doing it while they are celebrating and then to be bringing that home for the tour concert is wonderful.
That's Monmouth College music professor Justin Swearinger. You also heard from Monmouth music professor Tim Pale, as well as several students in the Monmouth music program. They took part in the recent tour of Greece. They will all be performing at the home concert, which will be at 7:30 in the evening on Saturday, March 23rd in Dahl Chapel and Auditorium. You can read more about it in the news and events section of the Monmouth College website. To get there, just point your browser to monmouthcollege.edu/news. And that's a wrap on this 28th episode of Monmouth College Conversations for the 2023-2024 school year. You can tell us what you think or add to the conversation by firing off an email to us at news@monmouthcollege.edu. Be sure to put conversation in the subject line. Until our next conversation, this is Dwayne Bonifer in the Monmouth College Office of Communications and Marketing. Thanks so much for listening. So long, everybody, and have a nice day.